Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Trial against the man accused of killing a St. Louis City police officer enters its second week. So far, the court has heard testimony from fellow officers, neighbors, and the ex-wife of the shooter. Stuart McMillan and Sean Malone recap week one in this report.
Everything was so calm before Thomas Kinworthy, a vicious tornado, arrived on the block.
Remarks from Assistant Circuit Attorney Tanya Engelhardt, making the state's case against Thomas Kinworthy for shooting and killing Officer Tamaris Bohannon on August 29th, 2020.
And we'll ask you to find him guilty at the end of this case of murder in the first degree for killing a husband, a father, a son, and an excellent police officer, Officer Bohannon.
An attorney for Kinworthy, Ann Legomski, stepped up to the jury and came right out with a bold confession during her opening statement.
I'm going to tell you something that the defense doesn't normally say in an opening statement. We admit it. We admit that Tommy did the things that night. What happened that night is simply not in dispute. What we're here for is why it happened.
Day one of the trial wrapped up with emotional testimony from St. Louis police officer Nadja Kurt.
You okay?
Yeah.
Said you looked up. What'd you see?
I saw Officer Bohannon laying face down.
Kurt said Officer Bohannon was lying on the sidewalk and not moving. Kurt got out of her car.
Behind me, I heard Officer Rogers scream for me and tell me to take cover. So I took cover behind my car.
And another very poignant moment, Prosecutor Mary Pat Carl showed Alexis Bohannon an autopsy picture of her husband. Carl asked if that was her husband. She quickly covered her mouth and began sobbing. Testimony from many officers who responded to the scene of the shooting highlighted the second day of Thomas Kinworthy's trial. Here's Sean Malone with more.
Amongst the officers who testified was Orlando Bailey, who was also shot during the incident. Prosecutors also played Ring doorbell footage of that shooting, which occurred off-screen but can be heard.
Pointed at two people running across the screen, and you're the second one.
Wait a moment.
In the third day of trial, prosecutors called one of the negotiators who worked on trying to convince Thomas Kinworthy to surrender peacefully to officers. Officer Brian Hayes testified he spoke with Kinworthy's ex-wife, who did not tell them Kinworthy suffers from any mental illnesses.
What happened when you asked her about any mental illness?
There's nothing on here, so they're going to know.
So she didn't respond to anything about a mental illness?
No, ma'am.
He also testified they did not ask the ex-wife directly if Kinworthy suffered from mental illness after learning she was a victim of his.
On day four, the state rested their case after calling one of the officers who watched Kinworthy at the hospital. After Kinworthy asked what happened the night before, the officer testified Kinworthy asked to watch news coverage of Officer Bohannon's killing. The defense brought in Dr. Patricia Zoff, a clinical psychiatrist who evaluated Kinworthy after the killing.
Based on your forensic evaluation, did you diagnose Tommy then?
I did diagnose him, yes.
What did you diagnose him?
I diagnosed him with schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type.
She testified to Kinworthy's abusive childhood, leading him to develop a mental illness.
Trauma inflicted by Tommy's mother was pretty horrendous. Emotional, physical, sexual, and she kidnapped Tommy and his brother as well.
When the Kenworthy trial resumes this morning, Dr. Zoff will be cross-examined by the state. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.